Hello, my name is Michael and you're listening to Forever Sound Version, a video game music podcast. The date of this episode's release, the 8th of August 2018, is this podcast's second birthday. Whether you've listened to all 51 of my previous episodes or this episode is your very first, I want to say thank you very, very much for giving my show a chance. If this episode is your first, you should get a fairly good idea of what this show is all about, since I'm going to be playing 8 of my favourite tunes from episodes 30 through 51. Let's kick off the music with a tune from episode 42, which was on Rally Games. Here's In Game 7 from Colin McRae Rally 2 on the Sony PlayStation, composed by Jonathan Colling. That was In Game 7 from Colin McRae Rally 2. Something brisk and energetic to get the blood pumping. Alright then, year 2 of Forever Sound Version complete. As much as I really did enjoy the first year of making this podcast, I do feel like the second year has seen me refine things rather a lot. I'm not quite as awkward on the mic as I used to be in solo episodes, and I like to think that I'm doing better at pacing my episodes as well. In the beginning, I wanted this podcast to put video game music first, placing it front and center, letting it shine through without too much in the way of me ranting about it. And so it remains. I hope that it's still glaringly obvious that I love this stuff. We're going to get into a block of three tunes now, taken from episodes 31, 35 and 36. Here's In-Game Theme from Rambo for the NES, composed by Toru Hasebe. Dark Golden Land from The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past for the SNES, composed by Koji Kondo. And We Are Burning Rangers from Burning Rangers for the Sega Saturn, composed by Naofumi Hataya. We'll be right back.
crowd, risking their own lives. Only one thing we know, they always with us fighting for danger.
Yeah.
They will wipe out raging fire without fear, and they'll light up our future. Don't worry, just believe, and they will be with you. Ooh. Hey.
Source of evil, trouble, and those who do wrong. So violate and get your back talk. You ask what's this? Is it justice? Folks save lives, size crisis. Darkness, which is a diverse combos, blows down from my fist. Since the scene never been a set to handle this, then proceed to step to the next stage and to a next phase. Giving nightmares like West Graves. So violators, you best make way, cause the burning rage is here to stay.
Don't give up. Don't say you wanna cry. Don't forget your smile. Coming in, hold on tight. Power of our teamwork overcomes all.
Oh, yeah.
They will never let you down.
That's how a burning rages wild.
Don't you lose your hopes now. We must be the light.
Burning Rangers, a true classic, surely. It was this tune, We Are Burning Rangers, that won me the Forever Sound Version VGM Battle Supreme Champion Trophy back in December 2017. That thing has been sitting proudly on my fireplace for quite some time now, so I think it might be time to give some challengers a chance to take it off my hands. If you're a fan of my chaotic VGM Battle series of episodes, you might want to keep your eyes peeled. Now, one of the principal driving forces behind this podcast's continued existence is the amazing scene of VGM podcasts and their enthusiastic listeners, so I absolutely insist on spending some time here offering some shout-outs. Alex the Messenger, thank you for all you've done for the VGM podcast scene. You've brought so many of us together. For anyone listening who may not be familiar with Alex's efforts, check out the VGM Podcast Fans Facebook group that he is a moderator of. There's always some lively conversation on there, and you're sure to find some other great VGM podcasts too. Speaking of which, here are a few of my favourite shows. The Dyad Presents, a video game music podcast. While I haven't met the Dyad, IRL, as they say, I feel like I've made a good friend through our exchanges about life and video game music, and his shows are always must-listens, so check him out, especially if you're in the market for some proper deep cuts. Rhythm and Pixels. Robin Purnell's episodes come out almost every week, which I am always very impressed by. I sometimes find it tricky to maintain a release frequency of 2 shows a month. A week simply doesn't feel complete without a fix of R&P. There have been many occasions where the positivity, friendship, and humour of their show have breathed life into an otherwise dreary day for me. So thanks a lot, fellas. Long may you keep up that great work. Here's a relatively new one, the VG Embassy. This show is hosted by Ed Wilson, formerly of Pixel Tunes Radio, who assumes the role of Prime VGM Minister, inviting guest VGM ambassadors to share a slice of their video game music culture with him. A really neat idea, I think. The VG Embassy has released 5 episodes thus far, and they're all really quite excellent. Nerd Noise Radio. This is a project of John Wedgworth. It's a show packed full of great video game music, and John is very knowledgeable when it comes to sound chips and obscure soundtracks, so if you too have a passion for these things, go and give his show a try. Camouflage. This is a podcast dedicated to classic Commodore 64 game tunes and remixes of classic Commodore 64 game tunes, presented by Swedish Pepsi fiend Henrik Andersson. This podcast's main series is in Swedish, but there is also an English edition for people like me who do not understand Swedish, so thanks a lot for that, Henrik. There are so many more very good VGM podcasts out there, but I'm going to limit myself to mentioning just one more here, and it has to be the VGM Jukebox. This podcast, hosted by Emily and Josh, recently released its last episode, but it had an incredible run, offering its listeners the chance to share and reflect on their favourite VGM tracks, and just generally being a fantastically original presence on the VGM podcast scene, with its wild, freewheeling lore. I only regret that I fell behind on this show for a while, and by the time I got myself back into listening regularly, it had announced its closing. But its 115 episodes, plus its special dissertation episodes, are still only a couple of clicks away, so I'm looking forward to taking some retrospective dives very soon. Cheers, Emily and Josh, and all the best with your future endeavours. It's now time for another block of 3 tunes. Here are some picks from episodes 39, 46 and 48. We're going to have Jungle Wander from Dungeons & Dragons Warriors of the Eternal Sun for the Sega Mega Drive, composed by Paul S. Mudra, Frank Klepacki and Dwight Kenichi Okahara. Atlantis from Theme Hospital for the PC, composed by Russell Shaw, which was a pick selected by super special guest Ross for my real-time strategies episode. And Neptune from Cosmic Psycho on the Sharp X68000, composed by Baki, which was a pick selected by the Dyad on our Transatlantic Back-to-Back episode. And yes, Cosmic Psycho is a game that contains some adult content. Classic Dyad. We'll be right back. A nice mix of VGM styles right there. That's what Forever Sound Version is all about. Thanks again to all of this show's listeners, past guests, and influencers for making this project so gratifying for me. You are all the best. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can email me at foreversoundversion@gmail.com. You can like this podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/foreversoundversion, and you can follow me on Twitter. The handle is FSVpodcast. On Saturday, the 8th of September into Sunday, 9th of September, I will be playing a ton of weird, funny, and bad old computer games for 24 hours to raise money for the Refugee Council, an organisation that does some really fantastic work helping people who have lived through some truly horrible things settle and rebuild their lives here in the UK. My challenge will be available to watch live via Twitch. My channel is WaskellyWay, that is WaskellyWay. If you'd like to help me out with this challenge, you can donate at justgiving.com/fundraising/weirdgames2018. To play us out, we're going to have a pick from episode 30, which was dedicated to the Neo Geo's Metal Slug games. Here's Windy Day from Metal Slug 5, composed by Toshikazu Tanaka. This tune felt like a serious VGM discovery for me. I love its heroic drive and exciting rhythms. I hope that you'll enjoy this one too. All the best for now.